Welcome to Divine Aggression Radio, the best Christian rock and metal on the net.
Welcome to Divine Aggression Radio. My name is Kelly Matthews. I'll be with you this hour playing the best Christian rock and metal on the net. Starting us off, we had Saint from their latest album, Heaven Fell. That song is called Vengeance. I have a killer show for you guys today. Great classic segment. I'm going to get into that a little more in depth later. It's kind of a theme for the classic segment. Got a request coming up here in just a little bit, but right now let's keep this show rolling along. I'm going to play a song from The Brave. Their latest album is called Gravedigger, but I'm going to go back an album and play the title track. So this is from Evie's Little Garden, and you're saying, Kelly, why aren't you playing something from the new album? Well, this song's been stuck in my head lately, so that's usually a clue that I need to play it. Get it out of my system. Maybe somebody needs to hear it. This is the title track from that album by The Brave. It is Evie's Little Garden. Welcome to the show, everybody. Oh, yeah, that is The Brave. That is the title track from their album, Evie's Little Garden, kind of their comeback album. And that one and their latest, Gravedigger, is just phenomenal. If you do not have those albums, go out, listen to them on Spotify, get the CD. I don't know if they're available on vinyl, but go out and listen, stream, purchase those albums. You will do yourself, your ears, and your music collection a favor. If you would like to get in contact with me, you can do so in several ways. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Divine Aggression Radio, facebook.com/Divine Aggression Radio. Pinned to the top of that page is the Divine Aggression Radio group. That is the place to be if you listen live on Tuesdays. You can interact with me, make requests. I'm actually missed a request from yesterday. Sorry, Iron Man. I'm going to try my best to get that to you today. But under most occasions, if I see it, I will play your request if I have it. If I don't have it, I will play it the following week. I will get it. So it's a great place to come hang out. There's lots of great people who stop by and like the tweets, the messages and comment. You don't know who's going to show up. Anyone from Luke Easter to Greg Manier, all kinds of people come through. Some great artists who are just wonderful people will stop by from time to time. And of course, all of you fantastic people who support the show, who tune in, you listen, I love you guys. Thank you so much. So that is the Divine Aggression Radio group on Facebook. You can always email me, divineaggressionradio@gmail.com. That's divineaggressionradio@gmail.com. All one word, all lowercase, no underscores, no weird spellings, divineaggressionradio@gmail.com. You can check us out on the interwebs. You can Google or just say to your smartphone, play Divine Aggression Radio podcast, and the latest episode should pop right up there. Tons of places to stream and download the show for free. What is not free is our merchandise. Merchandising, where the real money from the movie is made. Go to storefrontier.com. That's storefrontier.com. Search for Divine Aggression. We've got a t-shirt and a hoodie over there. You can adorn your torso with the Divine Aggression Radio logo. That would be great. That would be awesome. I would appreciate it very much. And let's keep on moving along. What do we got now? How about some new Striper? Latest album, The Final Battles, just absolutely rocking. Arguably, I always preference it by saying arguably, because there's some people who separate modern Striper from the old Striper. Because for some people, and I understand why, you can't touch Soldiers Under Command or To Hell with the Devil. And I completely understand. But this new album arguably could be one of their best, or could be the best. It's called The Final Battle, and I'm going to play a song for you right now called Out, Up, and In on Divine Aggression Radio.
Wait. Holmes. This is Roger Dale Martin saying, get down with the rebound sound. This is Divine Aggression Radio. Let's do it.
Reign of Glory. That's with my buddy Roger Dale Martin on bass, Jim Chaffin on drums, Nick Layton on guitar, and Robin Kyle Busari on vocals. Great band, great album. But that is Reign of Glory, and the song is called The Edge of the Night. Before that, we had Striper from their latest album, The Final Battle. And that song is called Up, Out, and In. Up, Out, and In. Okay. You guys know I like to laugh and have a good time. But there's also times when something is laid on my heart and it's of a serious nature. And that's what this is. So I want to give a, guess what they call these days, a trigger warning before I say what I say. Basically, I don't want anyone to get upset with what I'm about to talk about. And I feel that's necessary for a very sensitive topic that I'm going to be approaching right now. And I'm definitely not going to challenge anyone's theology. That's not what this is about. But I felt compelled to talk about this because the other night I was chatting with a couple of really good Christian brothers over on Twitch. If you guys never really checked out Twitch, there's some really cool Christian programming and shows and gaming that goes on over there. Really sweet, great people. The subject they were discussing was when Christians commit suicide, they go to heaven. It bothered me. And not because I disagree with them necessarily, but to put such a positive spin on something horrible like that, regardless of where you stand on it, I don't ever want to do anything to cause someone to stumble. I just remember being a teenager, and I think this happens a lot with people, especially these days, over the last 50 years, being a teenager, and I was playing a Christian rock band, and things were, you know, not going real great because of things in my life. I slipped into a really, really, really deep depression, and I had always been told, not that I believe this necessarily, that if you commit suicide, you go to hell. That's one thing that kept me from doing that stupid act of killing yourself. Because I think a lot of us have felt that at one time or another, it'd just be best if we left. And if the result of that is eternity with Jesus, I feel it puts a happy ending onto a very horrible situation. Like I said, not that I disagree with that, because I'm going to make a statement that a lot of Christians don't like to make, or maybe they don't even like to hear other Christians say, but I'm going to say it because it's honest. I don't know. I honestly don't know. So regardless of where you stand on it theology-wise, that doesn't matter. What I want to get across to people is it's something under no circumstances should you do. I think it's a trick of the enemy to tell someone they're better off not being in this world, because one thing I can promise you, God has a plan for your life. He's just, as the song says, he's just waiting for you to ask him for the map. And you're cheating the world out of a wonderful work. And I feel like when you do something that horrible, you're telling God, you're not God enough for me. You can't take care of me in this situation. I know what's best for me. You don't. So I'm going to take my life in my own hands, and I'm going to do a permanent solution for temporary problems. So if anyone knows anyone struggling with this, please get them the help that they need. Talk to them. Get them some counseling. Because like I said, regardless on where you stand on this, your viewpoint, what happens. For me, it puts a question mark on everyone's life. That is not saying they go one place or the other. So I don't want to upset anyone who has had this happen to a loved one, and I can't say. And if you're comforted in your theology, which I hope you are, that's fantastic. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not challenging that. My thing is, I want people to know that there is an alternative. God has an answer. Jesus has a plan for your life. That's what these songs are about. In the classic segment, we're going to go back and start things off with a band called Thresher, a band that I think should have gotten way, way more attention than what they did. They had two albums. We're going to go back to their first album, Totally Possessed, and the song is called No More Lies.
This is Michael Drive, and you're listening to Divine Aggression Radio with Kelly Matthews.
Everybody, this is Michael Bloodgood, You're listening to Divine Aggression Radio. It doesn't get any better than this.
Who cares? Who weeps? All is lost in the single reeds. Blank eyes, look deep. Love and hope. To feet, I don't care if I made my mark on this angry world that's left me in the dark. Just got a message on my stone. I wanna be alone. I wanna die. Feel
Blood Good from their Detonation album. In my opinion, one of the greatest albums to ever be recorded. And I know that's a big statement, but that is a stinking big record. Just a phenomenal album. Blood Good from Detonation. The song is Alone in Suicide. Before that, we had Baron Cross from the Atomic Arena album, In the Eye of the Fire. And starting off that classic set was Thresher from their album Totally Possessed. The song is No More Lies, and there is a line in that song I think that sums up everything I was trying to say before I got into the classic segment. Your life is precious in God's eyes, period. So make sure and If you don't have things right with him, get it right. Because that is the only way to live a happy and fulfilled life is a life in Christ. All right. I got a request right now. This is going out to Mr. Tony Maxwell. All the way over on the other side of the globe, he wanted to hear some Mortification. Oh, what song for Mortification? What to play? I wanted to play something. This is right on that cusp of, is it a classic? Is it not? So, I'm going to play it as not a classic. But it's from the album Envision Evangeline. I saw them on this tour. They were at Cornerstone in 1996, just before vocalist Steve Rowe got diagnosed with cancer. Great, great show. Awesome song. It's called Northern Storm. This is going out to Tony Maxwell right here on Divine Aggression.
Hey, this is Logan from Chaotic Resemblance, and you're listening to Divine Aggression Radio.
Chaotic Resemblance from their latest album, The Nazarite. That song is called Quick and the Dead. And before that, going out to Tony Maxwell, all the way over in Australia. He wanted to hear some Mortification, so I played some Northern Storm from Envision Evangeline. Hope you love it, brother. And like I said earlier, boy, perfect timing. You never know who's going to stop by the Divine Aggression Radio group over on Facebook. Because wouldn't you know it, Mr. Nick Layton from Reign of Glory stopped by and is chit-chatting. So for everyone who isn't in the Divine Aggression Radio group, you guys are missing out. You never know who's going to stop by. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it, brother. Awesome stuff. You guys want to talk about a guitar virtuoso? Check out his YouTube page. He is showing people how to play the classic lead guitars from the 80s and 90s classic metal bands. When I saw him playing Ty Tabor from King's X, I was completely blown away, because everybody knows how just stinking awesome Ty Tabor is, and he's showing you note for note how to play his leads. How awesome is that? Well, I know a lot of people from other countries listen in, and you may not listen to this show at the near the time when I'm broadcasting this, but as I'm going live this week in the U.S., is Thanksgiving, and I want to say I am so thankful, number one, to God for what He's done for me. Even when I was dead in my sin, He died for me. He loved me that much. So thank you, Lord, for sending your Son and for your salvation. It's a debt I could never pay. Thank you for paying it for me. So I also want to thank everyone who gives me an opportunity to broadcast on all the stations that I'm on. And of course, to everyone listening, I appreciate you guys so much. I mean, I say it a lot. I say thank you for tuning in. But especially on a week like this, just know my heart, you are appreciated, and you bless this old chunk of coal. Broadcasting from Who Cares, Arkansas, to the entire planet. And you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone celebrating. And I'm going to end this show with a song I think is very apropos. Liberty and Justice doing a cover of the Petra song, Thankful Heart. They rock it up, and I really dig this cover. So this is Liberty and Justice, and I will see you guys next week. Take care, everybody, and God bless.
Divine Aggression Radio will end transmission in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Divine Aggression has come to an end. It's time for Kelly to eat some supper again.